Radio. I'm Russ Johnson, and this is Lights in the Night, and it's usually talking about aliens, UFOs, and the like. But recently, looking at the news, we seem to have a big movement going on worldwide, and we want to talk about some of that, especially the students are now at Columbia University, Harvard, MIT, Princeton, University of California, etc. And it's spreading to other parts of the world, other universities in England, the UK, and Paris, and France, and other places. So there's a big movement. And I think, basically, in addition to the issue, and we'll address that in a bit, that students are not really happy about the economy, where it's going, inflation, and all the disruptions that are happening all across the broad spectrum of this country and the world. And I got a guy who's been around network marketing, home-based business, for another 30, 35, 40 years. And I said, why don't we get on and talk about some of the ideas, the philosophy, the strategies, and the techniques and skill sets that people need in order to have an income working from home rather than a 9-to-5. So, Preston Gaiman, welcome to BBS Radio. Thank you for being with us on this Saturday at 2 o'clock. Thank you. I kind of laid out a whole scenario of things happening across the broad spectrum of the world. When we came along, and you obviously in the 70s, we talked about the 9-to-5 that you had. You were car salesman. You worked for the government. You were doing a lot of other things as a 9-to-5er. How should students look at the world today in terms of making a living, and what's expected of them, you think, and to keeping abreast of all the things that they have to balance and, you know, like,
well,
what do you think is going on?
What do you think is going on
in the minds of the kids?
Well, what I think is happening for the kids, and as well as ourselves, is that the world is moving at a very fast pace. Knowledge is supreme, and AI is on top of all things that need to be known. So, in my humble opinion, in a few years, you know, AI will eliminate most of the middle class and those jobs. And so people really need to start looking at a business model that they can do from home with their computers in their spare time and make just as much money without the overhead and expense. And so that, in my opinion, is where the world is going. It's moving very fast right now, and we should be moving with it through the through all these devices that we have in our hands every day.
Yeah, we didn't have those devices, if you will, the internet and the cell phones, and we couldn't text each other back 50 years ago, could we not?
No, we couldn't. None of that was available, but you know, it's here now, and we really need to take advantage of these tools, because that's going to change the world and our personal situation, and take care of our families, because what we've been relying on in the past just won't be there. And I think the pandemic has proven that to everybody when they were at home those 3 years, and people started turning to what the computer may be able to do for them from home just by using their phones.
You've been around a year or two, and you have the 9-to-5, and you understood the philosophy, the sociology, and the psychology of doing that, working 9-to-5, and you came pretty good at that. Why did you leave that world of working for the government, being the car salesman, doing any kind of sales, to come to a home-based business? Yeah, go right ahead.
Well, I've always been an entrepreneur since I was a kid. As you know, as most people who are entrepreneurial, they started out with newspaper routes, and not only did I do that, but I did door-to-door sales with Krispy Kreme donuts. But I got that impression to move entrepreneurially from my grandfather, so it's kind of my legacy. But, you know, the 9-to-5, especially in the car business, I found out after working 12 to 14 hours a day that at the end of the day, you didn't have a job at all. It was a 1099 situation, and you were spending all your time there helping somebody else build their business, and you were wasting most of your time helping them do that. So to be on the right side of the table, it should be the entrepreneurial side. For most people who work 9-to-5, for one simple reason, if you're working a 9-to-5, the best way to scale up from that is to have your own home-based business. Now you got your write-offs against your gross income, and that's going to save you about 33% on your taxes. So for that alone, you should be looking at a home-based business.
When we direct sales has been out there since 1917. They've been tracking all of this. And now when we look at the direct selling industry, and it's a big deal, it's about close to $300 billion a year now. So it's getting pretty big. But most people don't even understand how it works. When a person is talking about, let's say, a network marketing, and we can go to other kind of home-based businesses in a minute, what are they looking at? What is a startup? What do you have to do? How can you make it happen? The Amways, the Shackleys, the Herbalife, the Newskins, Mary Kay's, et cetera. Give us a scenario of how that works.
Well, in our time, Russ, if you remember the history of where things are, in 1977, Rich DeVos and Jay Van Andel, with their own money, petitioned the government to make networking a legal business model. And a network, to put it in a phrase, they say that your net worth will be equal to your network. Your network is your net worth. So if you're doing a 9-to-5, which is a linear income, which means that if you don't come to work, you don't get paid. But on the other hand, if you build a network, those people that you bring into that network one time will pay you if they stay on the books for the rest of your life. That's called residual income. And when I first got involved in 1972, I think it was 74, they gave me this example. If I offered you right now $10,000 in your left hand, you could have that right now. Or if I offered you in the right hand a penny that would double every day for 31 days, which one would you take right now? And you have to choose right now. Well, the average person, of course, they only believe what they see. So they're going to usually take that $10,000 because they're living from hand to mouth and from week to week. But if you had taken that penny, and you could do this, you can Google this. If you took that penny that would double every day for 31 days, on the 30th day, it would equal to over $5 million. And the next day, it will double, which would be $10 million. That is network marketing in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm. And so the people who do motion pictures, they do books, they are actors, and people who produce records in the industry, be it a Whitney Houston, be it other people, then they have a residual income down the road because that record, they get residuals on that business that they have developed, books that they've...
That's incumbent upon a couple of things. First of all, you'd have to have the talent, and then you would have to have, if you didn't know, you would have to have a business person write up the right contract. So, because a lot of those people back in the day got ripped off and the companies made the residuals. But if you have a good contract, yes, you can get residuals out of making records and doing things of that nature. And that's where you want to go. In the old days, we used to say that was most millionaires, from the lower classes came from two particular areas. They came from real estate, which is still a good investment. And it came from network marketing. If you look in the history of most early millionaires, self-made people, you will find either real estate, network marketing as a background, or both.
That's true, yeah. The network marketing, and we are, again, Amway, Shackley, Herbalife, New Skin, Mary Kay, Legal Shield, now called, and on and on and on, so many companies out there. They're easily tens of thousands of companies out there. How would you look at that industry as a newbie? What would you be looking for?
Okay.
If you were starting again in a network marketing program, what would you look for?
First of all, you would have to choose a really good niche, and it has to be something that everybody can relate to. And that's primarily why I've always stayed in the health field, because if most people waking up, what do they want? They want to wake up, first of all, and then they want their health to be intact. So health is always, in my opinion, something that's always going to be here. And there are other fields too, but nutrition, especially, I'm a baby boomer, and as we get older, we're looking more to sound, you know, not to only improve our nutrition, but to build upon it. So health is always a good place to start. And this is something you must, you know, have an interest in and understand the benefits of. And if you just pick the right company, which is very important, one that has a history of paying on time, of making sure that all deliveries are made on time, because you don't have to do any deliveries or any of that, no stocking. And if you pick the right company, and I think I have, then you can do very, very well for a long, long time. Because the networking is like planting a seed one time, and it feeds you for the rest of your life. That's what it literally does.
Yeah, and speaking of that, so if a person comes into the industry, or when they do, what books would you recommend? What tapes, what people would you have them listen to?
Well, there's some standards out there, and you can get them on audio these days. And I like, you know, that's the way I learn best, through audio. But I would start with Think and Grow Rich. That's really one of the classic books. I would do The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace Wattles. That's over 100 years old, young man that started out of England. I would go with that. And then just for motivation, to see if you're the right personality for this type of business, because it does take persistency in the beginning, in the early beginnings, and consistency. I would look at the video on YouTube called The Heart of a Lion. And I like that because, you know, the elephant is really the biggest and strongest in the jungle, but the lion has a particular characteristic about him that makes him the king of the jungle. So I would look at that just for the motivation to get you started in the right direction motivationally.
The Heart of the Lion. I'm thinking also, how about the entrepreneur that one that Eric Worre did out, that documentary he did for entrepreneurs?
Yeah, that's great, too. Yeah. What was the name of that restaurant?
It was the business. I'm thinking about Robert Kiyosaki. He has a book called The Business School.
Yeah.
But they have one called, what was that, right on the tip of my tongue, about entrepreneur, to take a look at it. If you Google Eric, E-R-I-C, Worre, W-O-R-R-E, he has a book called GoPro.
GoPro,
the documentary.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember that? And the documentary is Rise Movie, Rise of the Entrepreneur.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yes. Excellent, yes.
So they can Google all of that, and it'll come up, and they can just take it. It's only about an hour with Paul Zane Pills and Les Brown, Mark Victor Hansen, and all the people who have made millions and millions of dollars, and those individuals also who have been in the industry and successful at network marketing.
Mm-hmm.
What business have... I know you've made at least a couple million dollars in this stuff over the past decades. What did you first have to do? Because, you know, you're talking about prospecting, you're talking about closing, you're talking about the whole nine yards, introducing the program to people. Give me those steps, if you will.
Well, what I learned in the car business that was very pertinent after, you know, beating my head against the wall, the first thing you have to do when you're sharing, I don't like to call it selling, because when you're sharing something, it's something that person has an interest in, and you can give them great value over what they're already receiving. So the first thing that that I would do is pre-qualify whether the person is interested in what you have. So I would ask the question, are you open to, say, natural health? Is that something of concern with you? Do you understand the benefits of that? And just be quiet and listen to the person's reply. His reply will let me know if I would like to have him on my team. If not, that's fine. It's just information. So that's the first thing I would do. The second thing I would do is be a person, make sure I'm dealing with somebody that's teachable, because when two people are talking at the same time, nobody's going to learn anything. So that's why I call myself a coach, because if you allow me to share with you my experience of over 40 years, I can get you where you're going in record time. I call it collapsing time frames if you're teachable. So those are the main things. You don't have to have the only requirements is you have to be at least 18 years old, or if younger, your parents can sign for you. But it's open to everybody. There are no loops to jump through. Just be of age or have your parents vouch you in, and you can get started right away. And it's really minimal in cost. Say for less than a couple hundred dollars, you can be in business today and get all those write-offs that you need to save your income if you're doing a W-2.
So you do need some skill sets. You do need to be focused.
Right. Yes. The biggest skill set, as I said, as a characteristic, is to be teachable. So if a person is open, I can get them where they're going, and if they pay attention and take action. So it's not mainly a lot of skill sets up front, although you will pick up as you go, because this is marketing, and there's a professional way to do it. But if you just teach, well, we can get you there.
Hmm. Have you done any, you were in regular sales, car sales, you say you were going door-to-door selling, and you've been in sales with the government, the U.S. government, and you were doing some sales in that arena. Did you ever read anything like "Soul Will Be Sold" by Grant Cardone or anybody, any salesman?
Yeah, Brian Cardone, he's a good mentor. I looked at a lot of his videos, yes. He's very good.
Right, okay. Now, I'm looking at, when you talk about Amway, they took it to the federal government and made it legit. They legitimized the industry. You say in 1979,
yeah,
that was approved by the Federal Trade Commission that network marketing is a legitimate industry. Up until that time, it was always a question. But
yeah.
Amway started in 1959, and I just want to go to a couple names. When I say Bill Burt, Dexter Yeager, what do you think about those guys and what they did?
Well, those were the guys that wanted to live outside the box. These are the pioneers of Amway. This is at the time people were laughing at that company because they started with a product out of their bathtub, and now that company is worth somewhere between $9 and $10 billion a year. So that's who those guys were. Those were the early pioneers of this whole business model.
Right. So Dexter Yeager started in 1962. Mm-hmm. Bill Burt came in somewhere in 76. I came in 78, mm-hmm. and I was in that organization. But when we talk about Dexter Yeager coming in 62, he just left us a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But his income is still coming to the family. And when I go to the website, businessforhome.org, I can always see that his family now, since he's gone, makes about $7 million a year. So that's good residual income when you leave and it still keep coming in and come in that big of a number. That's not everybody, but those people who, like you say, who pioneered the industry. They were able to build big organization like Bill Britt. His organization is doing about $600 million a year. So that's what you talk about in terms of residual income, right?
That's called residual income. You do it right one time, especially if you're teachable, and it pays you and your legacy forever.
Yeah. In addition to Rise of the Entrepreneur as a documentary, the books Go Pro by Eric Worre. Do you know anything about Eric Worre, his history, and what he was doing early on?
I'm not too deep on Worre. You can share with me what you might know.
No. He started with Amway. his best income was like $500 a month for a couple of months, like Horton Bugs. Mm-hmm. If you can go to Horton Bugs and pull him up off of the internet, his income was running about $400 or $500 a month, but he was learning. Then it got to $10,000 a month and $20,000 a month. And the last thing we remembered in a program called Elgato Gold, he was making $1 million a month, and he did that for several years to the tune of taking in about 70
million. I think he was the first one to hit $1 million a month in such a short period of time.
Right, right, right. I mean, others did it. Paul Orbison did it early on, a decade or two before him, but he was with another company that did it, but it took him 3 years to get to $1 million a month. Eric Horton Bugs did it within about a year and a half, got to $1 million a month, maybe a little bit better.
Yeah.
So, but that's not for everybody. When I look at, again, the website, Business for Home, I see that the average income of the average income of people who are pursuing the business seriously, not for everybody who's come in, happens to be about $20,000 a month. That's $250,000 a year. You've been there, is that right?
Yes, I've been there.
Right. So you're saying that if people were looking, if somebody was looking, say, I'm looking for an opportunity, I want to get started, I have a couple hundred dollars, I'm willing to listen to what you have to say. How soon can they get to the figure of $20,000 a month, do you think?
Well, like I said, it comes back to the point of being teachable and letting the experience that precedes you work for you. Some people that happens in a year, some people it might take 2 years or three, but at best, if a person is teachable, I can guarantee that in the first year, you can make four figures a month easily.
Okay. Okay, good. So, you've been in a number of programs. You sold Legal Shield. You sold. Were you ever in Amway or Schecter?
I cut my teeth on Amway. I've never been recruited by anybody with Schecter. I don't know why. But Amway is mother, as far as I'm concerned. I give homage to that program because it's where I got started. And you will only ever hear me say good things about that company because it was an alternative to that 9-to-5 that I was opposed to based on the numbers on the exponential growth. So I started there, and I went to other companies such as Dick Gregory's Bohemian Diet. That was in the early 80s. And then I went to Forever Living Products, with that was an aloe vera product, Prepaid Legal, and several other products. One that brought me into my first millionaire status was Tahitian Noni International. That was a sleeper for many people, but for those who took part of that, matter of fact, you were my upline sponsor, we all did very well with that program, and it's still paying today, and that's been over 25 years.
Yeah, that's a long time. And even when Amway started, which was 1959, it started in 59 with LOC, Liquid Oxygen Cleanser, the soap. But now they have, what, thousands and thousands and thousands of products.
They are the Walmart of the Internet.
Right, and the number one company in the world in terms of, it may be a little difficult to build. Why would I say it's difficult to build after, 59, 60 years, better than 60 years old? Why is it difficult to build Amway now than, say, a Legal Shield?
Well, you know, it's just like anything, you know, once it's a household name and everybody knows about it, a lot of times opportunities, you have to get in the early beginning to, it's like getting on an elevator. If you get there in the early beginning, you can go up with that elevator, and after a while, you know, it kind of stops at a certain level. It slows down because, you know, it's kind of passe at that point. But the point of it is, look where they started. Like I said, again, they started with their product, LOC, Liquid Organic Compound, in a bathtub. So it just shows you the range of growth that a network marketing company can take. And if you position yourself well with the right kind of people, make sure that you're not just joining with people because they're family members. You got to join with people who know business, know how business operates. And if you get those people, you'll rise with that elevator.
Good. The before we you did your prospecting back in the day. You say you came in 1974. And how did you do your prospecting? How did you do your meetings? How did you do your closing? How did you do your presentation?
All we knew at that time, remember, we didn't have technology, and it was too expensive to advertise on most radio and TV. So we did it. We were foot soldiers back in the day, and that's why we got such a bad name, because we were so unprofessional. But, you know, we were just we were like kids with our hair on fire. So we were passing out flyers, putting them on windshields, accosting people in elevators. When you look back now, it's kind of laughable, but that's where we got started. And out of that, over time, you would develop a few good people that would stick, and you would develop your organization with those people by word of mouth. But today we have social media. I mean, there's so many different ways to scour the whole world. Some companies are national, some are international, but with technology, we can cover the whole world very, very quickly.
Yeah, speaking of, have you ever used AI? Have you used that yet? A lot of people are talking about it. How prolific that's going to be.
Oh, that's going to be huge. I use it to some degree. I do it mostly for, you know, a little research right now, but I'm getting ready to really start promoting more in that direction because it's just something that's revolutionizing the whole world. And as marketers, we shouldn't be at the tail end of that. We should really be just like any opportunity. We should be in the forefront of that because that alone is changing the world as we speak.
Yeah. What programs are you pursuing now? If anybody wanted to get in contact with you to get an idea of what you're doing, go ahead.
Okay. I'm very excited. I've been this way for a couple of years with what I've found in the nutritional field. I've been in that field a long time. And, in fact, that's what made me the most money. And I've done other services, too, like I said, prepaid legal and others. But why I'm so excited about this particular product line, it was discovered, it was developed by Dr. Prasad out of India. He's here in the States. And he's the first PhD in biological radiation. After 9/11, the government started using his products because they found out that not only does this product protect you on the outside of your body, it also protects you on the inside of your body, building up your immune system with these micronutrients, which would get through the cell walls very easily, past the brain barrier. And so with these products, you start to get quick results of all kinds. I mean, when I first heard the testimony, they literally blew me away. I'd never heard anything that worked so fast and so thoroughly. So I'm very excited about the product, the company. Dr. Prasad merged with a company called Global Exchange. And with that combination, because it's a very ethical company and this man is a humanitarian, it was just a winning ticket to get nutrition, you know, to people like they should be getting at this time in their life. Because most of us, we're eating bad foods. Even the kids are coming up with sugar diabetes and all kinds of diseases because of these GMO foods and fast foods and all that. Well, these nutrients, if we can get our kids started in this direction, they will have sufficient immune system for all these diseases that we are now coming in contact with.
Yep. So your telephone number would be?
My telephone number is 240-524-2486. And just this is Coach Preston Gaiman. Last name is spelled G-A-Y-M-O-N.
All right. Gaiman, so look, the movement that's afoot at universities, be it Columbia, Harvard, Yale, Princeton, the movement happen all across the world. How do you look at that? What do you think is happening and with that segment of the population? What's going on?
With the kids, the college kids, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, they're angry right now. And if you notice, one of the big things that was on the last Democratic ticket was the cost of education. You know, some of these kids in the better schools are paying over $80,000, $80,000 to $90,000 a year. And as you see right now, they're angry because they're starting to run into, they don't have really freedom of speech on these campuses, and they don't like some of the things that are going on. So it's starting to hit a fan, but mainly because education has been overpriced, you know. And that's why Biden is always reducing the, you know, those people that have to pay these monies back. But they're very angry. And, you know, you pay that much money, but you're not really guaranteed anything at the end. They give you your diploma, but that's not a guarantee for income. So the kids are very angry. They're rebelling. My generation did that. I'm a baby boomer. And so kids are just, they're just fed up the way things are going. That's why the opportunities in network marketing, it gives them a level playing field, a greater opportunity. They have the freedom of working at home in their own spare time. And what better way to do it by just sharing your link around the world? So, we need to expose these kids because many of them have been brainwashed to think there's only one way to make a living. But I beg to differ with them.
Yeah, but even though they're in schools and going for the good jobs on Wall Street or wherever, or looking for to be working with the corporate giants, the network marketing people or the people, home-based business people, have a different platform. Could you talk about a little bit of that? What the daily activity is that?
Well, first of all, you don't need those corporate positions. As a matter of fact, they're going to get less and less as time goes on, especially as A&I come more to the fore. But network marketing is a decentralized way of making money with just your devices and just sharing your link around the world. Just think of the savings and costs when you have a job. People found this out during the pandemic that, you know, why go back to work? The government was giving you free money at that time. And then they started to realize and start to bump into the internet and spend more time there. And they started to say, hey, look, I don't even want to go back to work because I don't have to spend that money and dressing up or getting my hair fixed or pedicures and all that kind of stuff, and gas and getting more expensive all the time. So a lot of people just decided to look for the right business online, get involved, and they never had to come outside except when they wanted to after the pandemic.
Now, the people who do have jobs and need additional money, how can they bridge that gap?
Well, that's a win-win from the very beginning. Like I said before, most people without a home-based business will win in the very beginning because you're going to save. If you're getting a W-2, you're going to have write-offs that will save you up to 33% in taxes. Otherwise, you're just throwing that right out the window. All you have to do is sign up for a home-based business, like I said, for less than $200. All your expenses, if you're in the product business like I am with health, by keeping myself healthy with these products, you know, once a month I get an order. Well, that's a write-off, plus it's keeping me healthy to do what I'm doing. So everything I do is a write-off. My gas, if I'm driving, if I go out to meet somebody at dinner and we're talking business, that's a write-off. Everything is a write-off, especially against that W-2, which you're now throwing away at 33%.
Oh, so you get to save a lot of money even if you do still have a W-2.
Yeah, exactly.
With your home-based business on the side.
You're
talking about more than one stream of income. I think Robert Kiyosaki talked about that. Do you want to talk about his book?
Well, yeah, he talks about that. I like his book, The Four Quadrants. And it talks about, on the left side, the things that people do to make a living, which is linear income. And like in that situation, if you get sick or don't go to work, you don't get paid. But on the opposite side of the page, if you're an entrepreneur, you're in business for yourself, and especially if you're a network marketer, then you win. So the winning side is on the right to be an entrepreneur. And like I said, even if you're working, you're going to get those deductions right away. Why not take those? Why pay the government back 33% of your working effort, your blood, sweat, and tears? Save that by starting your home-based business. And like I said, it keeps me healthy, and it pays. They're actually paying me to stay healthy to do my business.
When we do get into a network marketing program and put down your $200, $300, $400, $500, whatever it is to cost them to get started, what's the next big step then?
Well, the next big step is just, like I said, is to be teachable. Let your upline sponsor, which we'll call, or your coach, which I call myself, let me show you how to prospect and find the right three people. That's all you need is three people. And we're going to exponentially grow each one of those three legs exponentially. And the volume, you're going to get paid on all volumes created to infinity. So that's the deal. It's very simple, but for most people who have been trained to work for other people, it's almost too good to be true. But like I said, the truth is in the fact that Amway is a $10-15 billion business, and they did it just the way I'm telling you they did it. It's with a handful of people, with the right kind of people. If you pre-qualify, and that's what we're here for, to help you go through a few numbers to get to those three, and from there the rest is like catching a wave, and you'll get where you're going.
Mm-hmm. So when a person does come in and they talk to their next door neighbor, their friend, their relatives, do you go that route, or do you have a list of names that they can contact?
Well, that's a good way to get started, and that's just basic training, like when you go in service, but that's not really where the market is. Your market will grow in time as you get more familiar with the processes and the people that are involved in this industry. Like yourself, Russ, I got involved with you almost 30 years ago, and you taught me to look for people like yourself. And consequently, I teach people how to look for people like myself, people that really don't want that box to live inside, to be in that office space or be in that little box that they use when you're pumping gas. You don't want to be that guy. You want to be free. You're born to be free. So you will look for people that want this thing or want freedom as much as you do. Those are the right people. They could be next door. They could be people that you meet in the industry who are not getting the type of freedom in what they're doing. So everybody's looking for a certain amount of success, isn't it? If you're that guy that has the right company that pays very well, very quickly, and the product works, you're on your way.
Well, how about the training program? What kind of training program, the one you're working with now, what do they have in place for people to be trained?
Well, my company, Engage Global, is a forward-thinking company. They're very generous. They have all that in place in your back office. With part of that, when you set up your business for, like I said, around $200, you're going to have a free back office and website. All the training is back there, the video training and all that. Plus, you have a coach like myself to help explain those things if you don't understand yourself. So training is throughout the program, but it's all in your back office, and it's with your sponsor. If you just keep stay plugged in, and we have Zoom meetings occasionally, once a week and monthly. So if you just stay plugged in, as you did with your job, and give it as much effort as you did your job, you're going to see that this is going to propel you much faster and give you more promotions and travel and things that you want to do much faster than any job can do.
Well, in car sales, and when you were selling for the government, obviously, and any other kind of sales you approach in your younger days, you always have to consider closing. What courses do you have on closing? What techniques are you using on closing?
Well, the closing techniques are not for you. That's out of your, a new person, I don't care how, you know, that's not for you to do. The closers will be like people like myself. I like the three-way close, you know, do a three-way close with you, your prospect. I will do the closing for you. So you can literally earn as you learn to listen to me while I'm talking to that person. So I'll teach you those concepts as you listen to me in those three-way calls.
Grant Cardone, who's done exceptionally well in his industry, he's doing so many things. He's teaching a lot of people. He's a multi-billionaire now, you know, having started out at 25 years old and concentrated on making an income. Now he's a multi-billionaire. He has a book called Sell or Be Closed. What, Sell or Be Sold? Sell or Be Sold. Have you seen the book?
No, I haven't read it, but I've heard about it. And, that's the concept. Yeah, see, the whole world, and especially the business world, everything is being bought and sold. Why would you want to just be a consumer? If everything, what makes all economies move is selling something. But if you're just the buyer all the time, then you're not generating any profits for yourself. You're just putting the profits in the other guy's pocket. So, yeah, I agree with that concept.
The new people who come on, you have a platform that you put them on and help them to get started.
Yes, right away.
Okay. Could you go with some of that?
Well, the first thing we're going to do, like I said, in the beginning, it's just basic training. So, you know, this is what I thought about a little while ago. You know, first fear that most people have when they're new to something or a business like this, because it's all about who you know. And most people, if they don't think about it, they'll say, well, I don't know that many people. I beg to differ with you. See, this phone that I'm now speaking on, when I bought this phone, it did not come with the contacts that are on this phone. There are about probably 1,000 or about, let's say, 700 people on my phone. Well, this phone didn't come equipped with contacts. I put those people on that phone. So we're going to start with you, if you're a new person. We're going to start sharing with people. We're going to share. We're not going to sell. I really, that word sales kind of rubbed me the wrong way, but we're going to share some information. Information is power if people use it. So we're going to go through, we're going to have you pick out a few people that you already know. And they might have the interest in health, or they might have the interest in entrepreneurship. They might want to save taxes. You know these people already. You've had conversations with them. They didn't just come on your phone. You put them there. So let's call some of these people. We'll spend, in the beginning, a few hours, let's say 2 or 3 hours a week, just calling these people, and you're going to ask them one thing. Are you open? I found something that I like that's making me money, saving me time and money, and making me money. I would like to share that information with you. And if they say, well, what is it? Well, let me send you the information first. I'll call you back, let's say, in a half an hour to an hour, and I'll ask you one question. Did you look at that information? If you have, I'll ask you another question. But if you haven't looked at it yet, I'll say, well, let me call you back in another half an hour. I'm very busy. I'll call you back. Make sure you look at that video. And then when I come back the second time, if you haven't watched it, after you have watched it, I ask you this one question. What do you think? And I'll be quiet and let you share with me what you perceived or what you just saw. And if it's moving in the right direction, it's something you're open to, then I will perhaps, with discretion, ask myself, do I want a person like you on my team? It's my decision whether you come on my team or not. It's not your decision to choose me. I want to choose the right people that I'm talking to. So this is the process I'm using. If they are ready at that time, say, hey, it sounds good to me. Well, I put them on three-way call with the company, and and get them signed up. It'll take about 5 minutes. And in that 5 minutes, let's say if the package that they chose was worth $200, this particular company will give you all of that money. The first money's at $200, or it could be $1,000. All that's your money that day. You'll get paid in about 10 days. And that's how we do our memberships. You get the first money. And all volumes created, you get paid to infinity. So it works out very well for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. When you were in car sales, did you do TOs?
Yes, at that time. That's okay. When I learned TO, which is equivalent to...
We'll talk about that a bit, because it sounds like the three-way call is very similar to the TO.
Yes.
So let's talk about how important that is.
Yeah, that's called the turnover. But there's a process to it. Remember the first thing I said, you have a person walking into a dealership and I'm sitting there and it's my turn to talk to the next person that comes through the door. Well, when I set him down to begin the conversation, I must very quickly find out if he has the ability to buy anything in the showroom, you know. So we'll pull up his credit report and see that he's credit worthy and all of that. Now we can start to proceed on what he wants, how he wants it, what color and all of that, because he has the ability to repay. But before, I'm not going to close him at that point, especially if I'm new. Maybe even the older guys still do this. You'll call in the manager. Once you see that person has the ability to buy, call in the manager. The manager will, I turn it over to him, and he will complete the sale, get the person into finance, and the deal is done. I just made several hundred dollars by doing that.
Mm-hmm. When you were selling for the government, let's talk about some of the techniques you used when you were selling to the government contractor.
Okay. Well, first thing I did was I was selling office supplies. I had a company called Gaiman & Kimber. We were partners. And, first we got certified by the government. It was called the MBOC program with Murray and Barry at that time. And that was set aside for 30% of the contracts were set aside for minorities. And I'm a minority. So I was in that program. I got certified. And now they give you a list of people, buyers, particularly in the Pentagon and some of the other agencies. The Pentagon was the biggest I dealt with. And now you could call these buyers, tell them what you had, compete on price, and if they like you and your price, then perhaps you got that contract. But you're competing with a lot of contractors, so it wasn't as straightforward and easy as what I'm doing now. It's much more simple to do business this way.
So you never had a 9-to-5 specifically, because when you were a car salesman, that's not considered a 9-to-5, is it not?
No, it's not. That's a 12-hour plus. and according to the government, when you go for unemployment, you never work.
So you get a W-2?
No, 1099. That means you're self-employed.
A 1099.
So at the end of the day, you can get no benefits. Come at the end of the day, you never were employed.
I see. So if I'm doing network marketing, should I go to a car dealership and talk to some of those people who are doing car sales?
Well, it's a possibility. I'm sure there's some success there. Those guys get burnt out pretty fast.
I would say yes.
Mm-hmm.
When you're doing 12 hours a day, 6 days a week,
yeah,
that's a tough schedule.
That's a very tough schedule because you have to sleep Sunday and you're back to work Monday.
And the next month you start all over again.
All over again. You have to get those 15.
There are no residuals.
Yeah, no residuals. The only residuals, the only residuals you can make over the long term, if you build a book of business and they're pretty loyal to you, you can get referrals off of that or bird dog fees, but they're not true residuals as it is in network marketing.
Right. I forget the guy who was held that record of the greatest salesman in the world. I can't think of it. I think it was in believe it or not. Remember that years ago?
Yeah, I remember. So I can't recall his name right now.
Yeah, 40 or 50 cars a month, each month.
Yeah, I remember that.
But a car salesman usually do is, in order to stay on the lot.
Yeah.
And he has to do at least 10 a month, huh?
I used to wear a pair of shoes out every month on that lot, running around from person to person on that lot.
Yeah.
Another thing, the car business is also going automation. You can buy your car online and have it delivered to you. You don't need those salespeople as much anymore.
That's true.
You know?
That's true. They still have a few, though.
They have a few, yeah, but it's all changing. And what's going to happen when you have self-driving cars? There's going to be less people that are going to need cars at that time. You got Uber now. You got Lyft. You got other alternatives now to just driving yourself.
Speaking of Uber, you used to drive a cab. How was that business for you?
That was okay, but it's one of the things I didn't like as much. Even though I got in on the business side of it, well, I was an owner in a cab company too. But just driving for yourself, it gets very boring. Some days, it's not as good as others. But the good thing about it for me was I've always been in networking, and that fact that person that was in my back seat was a captive audience as a prospect, and I would always see what their interests were about certain things, and if they were, I would give them my information and name, and I got some good prospects out of that.
All right. I think we're coming for a close. I think we got about a minute left or two, maybe.
Okay.
What would you do as a wrap-up to tell people about sales, about network marketing, home-based business? What should people be looking forward to?
I could say, and this with all honesty, it's the greatest business in the world. It's the fairest business in the world. Let me put it into a word picture for you, because we do think in pictures. You know, we used to get the hit on us that we were a pyramid scheme. But if you really look at the potential, the pyramid scheme is a job. And the way the job structure works, it's like a pyramid. The base is at the bottom, and at the tip is the point. So the person comes in at that base. The average person joins that company. He comes in at the base. But how far can he rise to that top? Okay? In network marketing, it's the reverse. Everybody comes in at the point, which is at the bottom, and the sky is the limit. That's the difference.
All right. Again, what is that telephone number? What is the website or anything else you want to give us as we close this out? We only have about 30 seconds.
Again, my name is Coach Preston Gaiman, spelled G-A-Y-M-O-N. You can call me. I'd rather talk to you and get to know you as a person. Call me at 240-524-2486. And
right,
if you're the right guy,
I really appreciate you being here. Go ahead.
I appreciate you inviting me, Russ. It's been a great, great call.
All right, well, listen, this is all the time we have. Thanks for listening. We just thought we would bring a business idea to you since people are looking for something to do besides the 9-to-5. You've been listening to Lights of the Night right here on BBSRadio.com. Thanks.
Have a good evening and happy Mother's Day to all.